PLX Mobile, monitor.
Last calling stations, KO4PXB.
8 and 6PLX.
Hey, sir. How are you? How's your day today?
Good. And I'm sure we're both in the same situation, which is heading home.
Yes, sir. I'm just not doing it too quick because I'm right here at 14 in Woodruff Road, so that's a disaster in itself.
You're a lot closer than I am.
Closer to what?
Home. I just left the office here in Spartanburg, so I gotta now go all the way across 85, and that's not the speed limit.
Yeah, you might as well find another way around it because there was an accident on 85, well on the upper end, and it was already backed up. When I crossed over 85 and 14, it was already well backed up very, 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 very far, and I saw a Chef truck and an emergency vehicle going back toward the 85 on Atlanta. Go ahead with the comment.
Oscar 4, November Hotel. Just to let you guys know, I actually passed that. It's a three-vehicle accident. Look like one sedan, SUV. I couldn't get a good read on the third one there. But it's if you're on southbound, you might want to find a different way because that is completely backed up and it's on the leftmost lane.
Yep. Lucky for me, I don't have to get on 85 anymore. I pretty much always stay on Highway 14 till I get on South Buncombe and just go to work that way.
I'll drop on it real quick, let you guys know. I'm at my QTH now, so this has been KO4NNH. I'll be clear.
Thanks for that happy news. Appreciate it. Always welcome on a Thursday. And 6CLX.
KO4PXP.
I looked on the phone. It's backed up to 101. So I'll probably drop out off the interstate there and go around the mess. But then all that does is take me back on to 14 of the hospital there, and I'm sure that's backed up.
Yes, it is. If you can, just come down 29, and then take it up to Ashmore Bridge Road that way, and then go that way. You'll definitely save yourself a lot of time because it's definitely going to back up very, very far.
The back way in is just go down Reedville Road all the way. I guess I could do that as well.
Yep, that is definitely another way. Just have to watch your speed going through Reedville because they will definitely get you 1 or 2 miles over.
That's why I kind of avoided.
Okay, from K4WCL. K4WCL, into mobile.
Collect mobile here, and K4PXB as well.
6PLX, is that correct?
Roger, roger. November 6, Charlie, Lima, X-ray.
I'm X-ray. I didn't listen real long, but I didn't hear anybody on the repeater. I didn't jump in the middle of your conversation, did I?
I just got the news that heading home from Spartanburg from the office. 85 is its usual mess when something happens, so I'm just kind of sitting here thinking, what am I going to do?
Yeah, 85 can get pretty bad this time of day. I don't envy you at all. I know a little bit about traffic. I live in the Atlanta area, and I avoid the interstate during rush hour. But I'm sailing along at 57 miles an hour here on US 123 in Oconee County. I'm about 5 miles west of Westminster right now, if you know where Westminster, South Carolina is.
You know what? I know I've been there, but I couldn't tell you where it is.
right between Seneca and Toccoa, Georgia. Little town. We come through here every Thursday evening about this time. And by the way, the name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel in November. What's your name?
Name here is Mike. Is Shane?
No, the world would be in a lot of trouble if they put me in one of them big trucks. Even the small package trucks probably wouldn't be a good thing. No, I just know Shane from back when he used to run Greenville down to Atlanta for a week. He used to jump on our local repeater north of Gainesville, Georgia. And I have a home in Pickens County, very close to Shane, and we've gotten to be really good friends over the last couple of years.
Yeah, I've only talked to him. I've never met him person to person. He's a super nice guy. I thought he was still running that route.
He got bumped off of it not quite a year ago. Some guy with more seniority in the company wanted the route, and he had to find another route to do, so he's still driving tractor trailers. He didn't go back to a package car, but he's running locally in Greenville. He goes down to Simpsonville, and I can't remember all the other places he goes to, but he's working days now locally instead of four nights a week running down to Atlanta. And he did admit to me, you know, as much as he kind of liked the other route, he said that this route is and time slot is a little bit more, you know, in tune with the rest of the world, the family.
I took that slot when he did, but it fit his lifestyle, evidently. To quote many people before me, I'm too old for that.
You're going to drive through Atlanta. You know, 1 o'clock in the morning is probably the best time to do it. But, you know, when he was running that route, there was a lot of construction on the interstate that he took. And, you know, I don't care how well it's marked. When it's raining and you got construction barrels and all that jazz out there, you know, that's tough driving. So I tip my hat to Shane for doing that. But he seems pretty happy. He seems very happy now working days. I think him and Beth get to see each other a whole lot more.
I checked the phone when I heard about this accident. Looks like it's starting to slow down about a mile and a half before last time I checked. Great.
You southbound on 85?
Southbound. There's some accident somewhere that is tearing up the traffic pattern southbound. Well, now it's just after 290, so it was back to 101, but somewhere way up there, it must be a big accident because there's miles of red.
For you, where do you live and where do you work? What's your commute like?
Usually about 30 minutes. Live over in Greenville County, Greer, but Greenville County. Off of Fayetteville and Pelham, that area. And the office is over in Spartanburg on the other side, almost out of the county. You take Business 85 and the very last exit, Bryant Road, that's where I get off.
I used to work for a company based in Greer. As a matter of fact, they were on Batesville Road. They're no longer, I don't think they're there anymore. I know they've reorganized and changed their name, but I used to work for a company on Batesville Road called Guardian Building Products Distribution. They were probably a mile or two from 85 on the right-hand side if you were heading south on Batesville.
Up with the timer.
Yep.
Know them well, because just past them is where I turn to go into the neighborhood. I could ride a bike to that place from my house.
out with Cameron Ashley now. Are they still in that building, or did they move on to greener pastures?
They're still in that building, and I don't know. There's someone in that building. A lot of people have gotten bought up, so I can't tell you exactly what they're doing now.
One of the largest privately held companies in the United States. You know, they were into automotive products, glass, windshields, exterior glass on buildings. But I work for the building products distribution. We sold all kinds of building products wholesale. And I know they sold the fiber, and they were big in fiberglass insulation was a very large chunk of the business. They sold the fiberglass operation to Knauf. I don't know what all they do these days. I've kind of, that was 15 plus years ago. But going up to, Greenville and Greer was my first introduction to downtown Greenville. And I remember the first time I spent a couple days in downtown Greenville for a conference, I kept thinking, wow, what a nice little city Greenville is. And then here we are, several years later, and we bought a house in upstate South Carolina. So everything kind of came back full circle.
From New Orleans in 07, after Katrina, we just couldn't take it anymore down there. And then I was offered a position up here, and I said, yeah. We moved up here in 07, and it's kind of been nice. Ever since moving here, especially recently, you get on an airplane for a trip, tell people where you live, and say, oh, I love that place.
So, I mean, relatively speaking, although we've had our house up here for 11 years, and I will say the crime in Greenville, and it seems like Spartanburg has a good bit of crime, has gotten worse, but relative to Atlanta, it's a really, really safe place. In there, K4WCL. K4WCL listening.